October is Global Blindness Awareness Month. According to the World Health Organization, everyone, if they live long enough, will experience at least one eye condition in their lifetime. This means that an estimated 2.2 billion people around the world suffer from some form of visual impairment or blindness. With your help, Mega Voice prioritizes the spiritual needs of this precious population. Read more to learn about how one of our partners, Torch Trust, is helping blind and visually impaired people in the UK connect with God's Word and Gospel community. What does it mean for the blind and visually impaired to enjoy a fulfilling spiritual life? Torch Trust is a UK-based ministry that seeks to answer this question. The ministry began in 1958 as a humble home-based outreach. Ron and Stella Heath worked to provide Christian resources to visually impaired students in their community who were keen to explore the Christian faith. From there, Torch Trust grew into a multifaceted discipleship and training program. Above all, Torch is passionate about connecting blind and visually impaired people with inclusive Christian community and accessible Christian resources. To that end, the ministry also helps churches become sight loss friendly. We're looking to encourage belonging, peer support, and spiritual growth, said Tim Jeffrey, Chief Executive Officer. A big part of Tim's role is helping Torch evolve and grow. While the ministry has a rich history and a powerful legacy, there was more to do. Tim wasn't satisfied with simply serving the needs of blind and partially sighted people who were already Christians. He found himself wondering, what new things does Torch need to step into? Anyone who's blind or visually impaired can have an audio Bible player for free. A complete gift. Tim realized that Torch needed to do more outreach. But how could they reach people who were not yet Christians? As he reviewed the different ministries that Torch had partnered with in the past, he came across Mega Voice. He got back in touch with Mega Voice and was introduced to the Pathway Player. It was smaller, simpler, and cheaper than the audio Bible players Tim was familiar with. Most importantly, it was perfect for the initiative that Tim had in mind. How about we say across the UK, anyone who's blind or visually impaired can have an audio Bible player for free, a complete gift. It was a bold idea, but that's what the ministry needed. Tim knew that in order to appeal to people who were unfamiliar with the Bible, he needed a narrator who was well known. After much deliberation, Torch Trust approached David Suchet. This beloved English actor played Hercule Poirot in Agatha Christie's Poirot, a popular British television show. His voice is recognizable and soothing to British listeners. The power of partnership. Working closely with Mega Voice, Torch developed a version of the Pathway with David Suchet reading the NIV New Testament and Book of Psalms. One of Torch's trustees is Marilyn Baker, a blind singer and songwriter who's well known in the UK Christian community. Marilyn recorded an introduction and Lord's Prayer for the player. The player also includes three of her songs. Ultimately, Mega Voice helped Torch develop a specific solution for their unique project. Tim asked, how can we reach non-believing blind and visually impaired people in the UK with God's love? Torch's customized Pathway Player is the result. It's so fantastic to be able to engage with the Bible again. Torch launched their initiative with 1,000 Pathway Players. In the first 6 months, they gave away more than half of them. Tim realized they were missing out on an opportunity to get donors involved. Consequently, Torch started a separate program on social media asking people to donate £20, about $22, to sponsor an individual audio Bible. With this option, Torch gave Christians in the UK and around the world a chance to serve the blind and visually impaired in a personal way. We're finding that about 60% of the Pathway Players are going to people who would either not consider themselves Christians at the moment or people who've had a background in Christianity and are reconnecting with their faith, said Tim. The thing we're hearing often is, it's so fantastic to be able to engage with the Bible again. Many players go to older people who don't have easy access to smartphones or the internet. Sadly, they're losing their sight in their 80s or 90s and need a new way to study God's Word. But Torch has also found that younger populations are delighted to listen as well. Stop, I want to listen. We did testing at our office and asked our local sight loss agency to recommend some non-Christians we could talk to and trial this with, said Tim. A rougher guy came into the office and immediately told us, I don't do church, I've never been to church. However, the Book of Philemon really touched him. Whenever we tried to ask him questions, he would say, stop, I want to listen. or don't interrupt. David Suchet's voice is familiar to people, which really helps. Torch has also received very positive feedback in terms of player usability. We had one woman tell us that she's delighted with the mega voice and she phones her friends and relatives and plays the Bible through the phone to them, said Tim. She told us I could listen to this all day. Three ways to help Torch Trust. Regardless of whether you live in the UK or not, you can help Torch Trust fulfill its mission. Here are three ways anyone can get involved and make a difference for blind and visually impaired people. Give the gift of an audio Bible player to someone in need. Sign up as a torchbearer and give a monthly gift to help create more accessible Christian resources. Leave a gift to Torch in your will. Torch also offers many resources for churches that want to be sight loss friendly. If you suspect that your church might not be equipped to serve the needs of blind and visually impaired people, find out how to grow here. Everyone has the right to a fulfilling spiritual life, but feeling left out or unable to join in at church often means that people stop attending altogether. They then miss out not just on regular services, but social activities, a sense of community, and a feeling of human connection. Churches may not realize that anyone in their congregation or local community has sight loss, and if they do, they may not know how to provide support. Sight Loss Friendly Church is here to help. Be sure to follow Torch Trust on Facebook as well for regular updates.